In the last lesson, we worked through and explained what a content strategy is. Strategy is essentially a plan that contains all the ins and outs of how you're going to use different types of content to grow your brand and reach your goals on social media. And ideally, it should be documented so that when you carry out all the different tasks around creating social media and publishing them, you also have an opportunity of tracking them. So when it comes to creating content and tracking what's going on and actually having a plan, there is a particular planner that we use in the agency. And I'm going to run you through that in this lesson today. The planner is below. You can download it. I recommend that you save it somewhere and you can adjust it to suit your team and to suit your particular business. You would have heard the saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. And after over a decade of doing marketing and social media marketing, this particular planner is one of the best ways that we've found in the agency to actually help clients plan ahead and make sure that everybody is on the same page when it comes to getting the right content, getting content out at the most relevant time, and having a strategy set up that it will actually meet their target audience and attract their target audience at whatever stage of the journey that particular person is on. So for you as a David Reed Homes franchisee, what I would recommend that you do is download the spreadsheet. It's underneath the video and save it on your computer, probably somewhere where if you're working with a team, everybody has access. Now you can see here, we've got it divided up by weeks, months, and then days, and it goes all the way through for the year. If you've got a team member who is even just a little bit savvy with Excel, this is very, very easy to work with. Now down the bottom, there are a whole range of what we call content pillars. Our content pillars are essential silos of the type of information that people are looking for. For you as a business owner and as a franchisee, it really is just a prompt of, you know, different ideas that you can put out and different things that you can put together to make sure that when you're putting content out on social media, it's entertaining, it actually attracts attention, because there is no point in spending time creating content, putting it out on social if nobody's seeing it. And we'll run through some strategies further on in other courses with regards to advertising that will help you get in front of your ideal audience. With the content pillars, these are actually aligned down the side and you can have monthly themes, weekly topics. What I recommend that you do is have a look at what you've got going on. Now, as a David Reed Homes franchisee, the way that I recommend you use this particular planner, and you can sit down and even just spend half an hour doing some brainstorming with your team and, you know, everyone that you've got working with you. Because what you can do here is with your monthly theme or your weekly topic, you scroll along. If you've got particular builds that you have happening at certain times, so let's just say that you have a different stage of a build happening at a certain month, you can actually put that in as the weekly topic. So whoever is creating your content, or even with your staff, if you've got someone in the office, they can just send out a quick message to the guys going, guys, I know on this particular week in June, we're at this stage of this particular build. I really need you to just take some photos or take a 10-second video. And if you've got all this documented, when you know that you've got builds coming up, you can actually start putting those in here into each of the individual columns. And then from there, start mapping out the different types of content. So you might have customers asking you particular questions. So you would fill that in here. Now, what I'll do is I'll show you what a filled in one looks like. So to give you an idea of what this looks like when it's filled out, obviously this is a completely different business, but it will give you some idea of how we use this and how you can implement this as part of your content strategy with your marketing. With this particular business, they work with other businesses. So you can see here with the months, the theme, they have a particular theme. Now for you, again, you can have a particular build, or if you have a local event coming up, you can put that in. So you can see here, they have events coming up, which are listed here. Now, the reason that this is laid out like this is so that you're not doing exactly the same thing every single time. So you can actually start making some notes of some storytelling. What made you become a builder? Have a talk to some of your team members. What made them get into the building trade? There might be something particular happening with a particular supplier. Map that in. If you've got upcoming events, building events, you've got your national franchise, you can pop those in. Entertaining, if you come across a funny joke, and you can use that as well. So the minute you start mapping this out, it just makes it so much easier when it comes to creating content moving forward. Here is another example of another planner. And the different ways that this one is laid out. So you can see having all of this mapped out for the year, it helps with your planning, and it also means that you are not having gaps, and this doesn't become something that's just simply too hard to do. So again, you can see the content that you have here is completely different, but you can apply it to your business and you can apply it to what you're doing. So past work, previous builds that you've done, you can do before and afters. Now, national and international days, there is another tab on this planner that actually goes through and tells you all the different international days for worldwide and Australia. So there might be something that resonates with you, World Cancer Day. That could be a topic that's very close to your heart, something that you can do a post about. It just helps mix your content up. So it's not boring. It is attracting attention, but it's still keeping within the same brand that David Reed Homes franchises. So that's the content planner. As I said, that'll be below with this lesson. Download it. Please save it. In the next lesson, what we will be covering, I have no. So that is the first step towards creating your content strategy. And it's all well and good having this mapped out. But what we're going to do in the next lesson is talk about the different types of content that you can actually create to put in this planner and start filling things out.